It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Tuneforce.
Well, good morning to you, and welcome to a Motivational Monday. And as always, we play one artist on Mondays.
On a bar stool, she took off her ring.
I thought I'd be close. And that artist today, as you can tell, is Mr. Kenny Rogers. We're going to play him today for all of our backup music when we go in and out of everything. And welcome to a Motivational Monday. It is the 18th of October. I'm Larry Tuneforce. This is Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. I do want to remind you a little bit about sports, but I want to say congratulations, first of all, to our Arizona Cardinals, who are now, wow, can you believe that, 6-0. Wow. We've got an awesome team out there that's really giving a little competition to everybody. It's a fantastic game to watch, I'll tell you that. My wife and I were looking at our calendars last night to see if we could make it down there to Phoenix to a game this year, but I don't think we're going to make it, unfortunately. We looked at a Monday, but unfortunately that Monday I'm on the air till by then we'll be coming on at noon, by the way, next month. And we could make it, but it would be real tight. So, but fantastic to have a team 6-0, I'll tell you. Tonight on KNTR Sports, which is 94.3 or 100.5 or 980 AM if you're in Lake Havasu City, we have the Buffalo Bills taking on the Tennessee Titans. And the game actually starts at 4:30 today. So that's an early Monday night football. The rest of the week, I'll give it to you tomorrow. I do want to say a couple things on our community calendar going on today. The street drags start in Kingman today. Yay! Hey, how fantastic is that? Who thought you would shut down a street and race? And the fun part is, they race, are you ready for this, from Kingman Police Department to Arizona Department of Public Safety on Andy Devine. That's the drag race right there, from police shop to police shop. Can you believe that? I'm sure they're all laughing about that. Rusty Cooper and Jamie the chief, the captain up there, Jamie Clark, with DPS. I'm sure they're enjoying that. So that road's going to be blocked off in there for a while. So if you're traveling in that area, remember that. You're going to have to go around somehow, and there are ways to cut around, and don't ask me what they are because I don't know. You can still buy tickets through the Laughlin or Kingman Chamber. Call them up. Get your tickets. Go see those drags. Tonight in Laughlin, Duarte is at Harrah's. That's an 8 p.m. concert. Call 702-298-4600 if you want tickets for that. The Silvery Colorado River Rock Club has a meeting this week. It's at 922 Marina Boulevard at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, tomorrow night. Kingman has their Walk Away from Drugs. Yes, that happens on Wednesday, the 20th. There's, I think, three routes. Becky and I went over them last Friday. And she knew them all. And so those routes are popping up, and you can participate in that. If you have questions, call the Kingman Police Department or call 753-2191. That's KPD, and they'll answer your questions. One of our first Halloween carnivals is Friday at the fire department in Mojave Valley, and that is at 545. That should be a lot of fun. Excuse me, I'm sorry. That's at 5 to 8, questions, call Mojave Valley Fire, 768-9113. All right. Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TW Wink Communications. They're partnering with Mojave Electric Cooperative to bring fiber-based internet to our community. Fiber-based technology ensures you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. My favorite sentence, yes. Pre-register today at mojaveelectric.com/broadband. All that pre-registration means is that you're interested. You're not committing to anything. It's not going to cost you anything. No one's going to come around and go, you're pre-registered. You owe us $1,000. No, it's not going to happen. So you just pre-register for more information, or you can call 888-227-2095. Customers with TWN save money. Yes. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Locals and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. Vacations are no longer a problem. Dog grooming is available, and dog training is available. Yes, they can do one-on-one or group classes, and now they do protection dog training. Pets love it at Risen Star. Call 7928-754-3006 or stop by at the end of Air Park right by the airport. Mojave Mortgage, if you're looking for some money, you want a vacation home, an investment home, an add-on, a refi, well, you need to see the president and CEO, Mr. Chad Hansen. You'll walk in the door and somebody else will be there and just say, excuse me, I'm here to see Chad. You know, he's expecting me. Yeah. Call 928-888-2691. You make your appointment. You go in, you sit down with Chad. He's got a big desk, you know, probably mahogany with glass on the top, you know, if I know him. Yeah, and he sits you down there, and he gives you a couple pieces of paper to fill out, and you look up, and he's gone. And let's say you needed $500,000, $500,000 for a new house. And you look up, and he was there a minute ago. Where'd he go? Well, he left. He went down into the basement to get your money. He's got a vault downstairs underneath his desk. He's the only one with a key. And that vault has billions of dollars on every shelf. He's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. Yeah. The other day, he bought a candy bar for $100 and said, keep the change. That's Chad Hansen. He's got so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. So if you need money, you go see Chad, because then he gets your $500,000, he puts it on a nice silver platter, and he brings it up and hands it to you. It's that simple. Well, almost. But Chad Hansen's got the money. Call him. 288-2691. Family Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery, they're open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Enjoy a mouth-watering hot breakfast, awesome lunch, and delicious dinners. They got them all. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner available all day long. Then there's the bakery. Oh, yes, you know, with the fresh cookies and the muffins and the pies. And you can have a slice of pie or take home a whole pie. They start at $9.99. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. That's right. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. They're kicking off the fall season of savings with annual, seasonal, and sundowner golf passes. Discounts for active military and retired military and first responders is available. They want a CID. See why Laughlin Ranch Golf Club is ranked number 4 in Arizona. The fourth one in Arizona, number 4. Check it out at LaughlinRanch.com. And remember, the public's always welcome at Laughlin Ranch. Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita himself has over 35 years experience right here in Laughlin with real estate. First-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction, also no problem. Plus property management, senior community, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, call 702-420-9321. All right, my first guest just called me and said, I won't be able to be there. So, what are we going to talk about? Do you have something you want to talk about? 702-298-1063. That's our number. Coming up, we're going to have Kim and Deanne in here, Kim Miles from Bullet City Fire and her friend Deanne. And I think Deanne still works in the field of domestic violence. This is Domestic Violence Month, the month of October. And the two of them are going to come in, we're going to talk about it for quite a while. Kim Miles worked in the field of domestic violence. Now she's an EMT for Bullhead Fire. And, of course, sometimes they're often called to those scenes. So they're going to have some good information for us. Coming up, let us take our first break, and we're going to come right back. You got questions or comments, 702-298-1063. More Kenny for you.
She lay sleeping. I stay out late at night and play.
You are never too young or too old to plan for retirement. Hello, I'm Jack Mafarath, East West Financial. Planning for retirement is often put off. However, the more you put it off, the more it may cost you. It is important because it will have an impact on the rest of your life. Guaranteed retirement income planning is my specialty. I have over 30 years experience helping people plan and manage their retirement. Call me. Let's talk. Questions are free. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
Mojave Electric members, orders are in. Now it's time to pick up your Operation Cool Shade trees. This year's pickup locations are at the Anderson Auto Group Fieldhouse on November 13th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. and at the Pinyon Pines Fire District on November 20th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. For more information, call 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Meet me at a Lawson Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and really spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Meet me at a Lawson Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
It's common knowledge you should get an oil change every 3,000 miles. But did you know a tranny service should happen every 40,000? Family-owned and operated with over 80 years of experience in the industry, ACCO Transmission can save you thousands in unexpected repairs and overhauls with a $99 transmission service. It's no different than getting your fluids checked or that regular oil change. ATCO is known for giving your vehicle full attention until it's running like it should. ATCO Transmission, the big blue building located off Hancock right behind Hobby Lobby.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with...
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, servicing Laughlin, Bullhead City, and Fort Mojave with clean, sanitized facilities. We have the Laughlin walk-in right here in the mall. It faces out the Casino Drive. It's on the outside of the building. And then, of course, it's nice and clean and sanitized for you. Then they have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95, right by Target, and it's clean and sanitized for you. Then they have the Outpatient Rehabilitation Center at Silver Creek and Gold Rush, the Imaging Center at Hancock and Train. Over on the Parkway, Warm Sea has a wound care, sports medicine, orthopedic surgeons, podiatrists, and family doctors. Then Warm Sea has, of course, the big hospital and ER on Silver Creek Road. You call one number to get a hold of all those buildings, 763-2273. Claudia answers the phone there. Tell her I said hi, and she will be more than happy to transfer you to whoever you need or someone that can help you. 763-CARE, because they do. Right. Good song. Hey, Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you pay too much for insurance? Well, sit down with a professional. Let them look at your policies and see if you are. Greg or Stephanie, either one can do that. At Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call them, make an appointment, because they're pretty busy. 763-8464. Set up an appointment, go in with your policies, lay them out for them. They know what they say. They know all that stuff. You never read them, so let them read them. And they can tell you if they can save you 30, 40, 50 bucks a month, you know. Only if you want to save money. That's 600 bucks a year. 763-8464. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards has never been easier. Spot On is locally operated and a local representative available to get you set up and do the processing. There's no hidden fees. There's no long-term contracts. You can go month to month, and funding is available the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Yeah. And Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu, Needles, Laughlin, and Henderson. Call Thane O'Brien, 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair, yeah. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission oil? Well, you need to because it gets real expensive if you don't. About every 40,000, you need to change that. Check your owner's manual if you have one. If not, just go see Joe. Say, Joe, this is my car, and I don't know if it's been checked. He'll take good care of you. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up, complete auto repair, and transmission service at ATCO, 444-1244 on the hill on Alta Vista, right behind Hobby Lobby. Hey, you know, this weekend, this Friday and Saturday, is the Corn Fest in Bullhead City. I'm hoping that Clay... Okay, he's going to call in a couple minutes here. We're texting back and forth. Clay is like the number one guy with Corn Fest, put on by the Colorado River Noon Kiwanis Club, and it is big. Last year, it was so big, it was amazing. You know, last year they couldn't get a liquor license because our governor and COVID. And so they didn't do that. They said, BYOB, bring your own liquor, you know. And people did. And sure enough, they had a great time and made plenty of money and did an excellent job. And it was fantastic. Is this Clay?
Hey, Larry. How are you, sir?
Good, Clay. Tell us all about the Corn Fest. You got about 5 minutes.
All righty.
Okay.
Well, it's right around the corner. It's coming up quickly here on this Friday night. Thank you very much, sir. And sorry, I'm leaving a store right now, Larry. Sorry about that. Anyways, coming up this Friday night from 5 to 10 p.m. and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. this year at Erie Park in Bullhead. I'm sure everyone is already seeing the tents go up, and it's going to be a fun time. We've added some new events this year, so I think everyone's going to like it.
Oh, I know they will.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So for any teenagers out there listening, which they're probably all in school, we actually added a teen zone this year. So this is going to be a basketball, baseball, and softball pitching competition. So we have that going on.
Okay.
We have an escape room experience.
Oh, yes.
By Long Gone Escapes. They're coming in this year, and it's a nice little puzzle you got to do in 2 minutes. So, and let's not forget about the big event of the Corn Fest every single year, the most popular one, which is the Haunted House, brought to us by Tri-State AC Hero. And that will run from dark until 10 p.m., 22nd, 23rd, and then also the 28th through the 31st.
Right.
It'll be open as well.
The following weekend.
Correct.
Right.
Correct. Thursday right up through Sunday when we have our trunk or treat. Because our Kiwanis group puts on the trunk or treat on the 31st at Gary Keith Park, same place as Corn Fest is happening.
Yes, and you usually have about 50 cars out there. Kids score on candy.
We do, and real quick shout-out to Dot Foods. For the very first time ever since we put on trunk or treat, we actually have a sponsor for it, and Dot Foods has stepped up with a nice sponsorship for that for us.
Fantastic, fantastic. So what are the hours of the Corn Fest Friday and Saturday?
Friday is 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. Saturday is 10 a.m. to 11 p.m.
All right. And everyone knows where it's at because, like you said, they've seen the tents going up for like a week now. And,
correct.
And, of course, you've already seen them building your scare zone or haunted house inside that one tent, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's built. Great job by the kids over at the Academy of Building Industries. We've teamed up with them this year, and they helped with the designed the layout, and they came out, and those kids built that haunt in 3 days.
Wow.
Usually, before we teamed up with them, it took us almost 3 weeks. So they did in 3 days what it usually takes us 3 weeks to do, which is nice. We've had plenty of time to decorate it and get all the props in and just make it the best experience that we can for people, and we've had more time to sink into it. So
fantastic.
Kudos to, you know, Gene and Paula and all of the kids over there at AOBI for doing that for us.
Great.
We're really excited about that.
And you're going to have lots of food vendors. I know one is going to be selling hot dogs and cotton candy.
I think you're going to be doing that. I heard you're the one that's whipping up the cotton candy this year.
Yes, huh? We are.
All righty. Yeah, we're going to have Van Drifting Bistro, Kona Ice, Nina's Concessions. We'll be out there, House of Popcorn. On our main truck, we'll have nachos, pizza, root beer floats, and corn. All that money goes to the Mojave Interact kids out there. One thing that's missing again this year, and this year it's by design, is the beer garden. There will not be a beer garden at the Corn Fest again this year. We designed the Corn Fest to be more of a, to try to be as much of an event that families can do together. And so we're hoping that everyone will embrace that. It is a BYOB event, same as last year. It is a public park, and in the city of Bullhead, you are allowed to bring alcohol into a public park. No glass, though.
Right.
No glass containers, and if you appear to be underage and you do have an alcoholic beverage, our staff will definitely be asking for your ID. But it is a BYOB event.
Good.
So feel free to bring your own in.
Okay, wrap it up with some of the bands that you're bringing on stage this year.
I have all bands this year. Ray Gun Band Jam. If anyone's ever been to Coveo on Sunday night, they know what that is. It's a bunch of different local artists that come up and get a chance to play with the Ray Gun Band. That'll be Friday night. Saturday morning, Tim Marcus and his band Gig Butt will be taking the stage to start us off. Following them is Cat Bones. They'll be taking the stage in the afternoon. And then headlining Saturday night will be Painters. We have DJ Loki. And sometime throughout the day, we'll be having some comedy by the Mojave Comedy Team.
Oh, fantastic. All right. Okay, if people have questions, call you at Totally Awesome Printing. You're there till Thursday afternoon, and then your history?
I'm not there at all.
Oh, you're not there at all?
I'm actually off this week. If you guys got any questions, go to cornfestdhc.com. 99% of the information is on the website. But if you need to talk to one of us, just reach out to us through the live help there on the website. And it goes straight to our Facebook messengers, and there's about three or four of us that can answer that question pretty quickly for you.
All right, Clay. Have a great time, and you'll be able to sleep till noon on Sunday. And I will I'll see you there.
I plan on it.
Okay.
All right, Larry.
Thanks.
See you there. Thank
All
you
right.
very much.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, coming up after the break, we have Kim and Deanne in here. And don't forget Paul LaVoy after the top of the hour. He's got the two chiefs in there today, fire chief and police chief. Stick around.
How well is your credit processor treating you? Merchants who partner with Spot on Transact save nearly a mortgage payment annually. They enjoy local representation with best-in-class customer service, industry-low rates, no contracts, state-of-the-art hardware accepting Google and Apple Pay. And now, with the acquisition of Appetize LLC, Spot on serves hundreds of pro ballparks, concert venues, colleges, and universities, and are ready to assist you with your enterprise business. Call Thane O'Brien today, 928-706-2784, or T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Have you been living with joint pain? Hello, I'm Dr. Nathan Weaver, a bone and joint specialist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Schedule an appointment today and let's find the cause of your problem, then set a course to help stop the pain. In 2020, there are many options available, from lifestyle changes and therapy to injections and joint replacement. Come in and allow us to try and help you end that pain. Call us at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, 928-444-1491.
Multi-grain pancakes, veggie omelets, fiesta burritos, avocado toast. Yep, just some of the breakfast items at the new ProFit Kitchen in Bullhead City. Healthy, filling, and great tasting. Check it out today. Riverview Mall at the end of Marina. ProFit Kitchen has a full breakfast, full lunch, and complete dinner menu. Plus nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, custom drinks, and wellness shots. Plus meal prep solutions. Try ProFit Kitchen today. You'll be glad you did, and so will your body. ProFit Kitchen, Riverview Mall.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall.
Everyone considered him a coward of the county.
No, he's not talking about me. Brought to you each and every day by Barbarita Realty Consultants. Kevin Barbarita has over 30. I already read that. Yeah, I did. No, I didn't. Has over 35 years in experience in local real estate right here in Laughlin. First-time buyers, no problem. Foreclosures, no problem. Home sellers, come on in. Luxury homes, he's got them. New construction is no problem. Property management, senior communities, short sales, and timeshares. Barbarita Realty Consultants, call 702-420-9321. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they're the four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize in the building, and they test everyone twice a week right now as required for COVID. I went to see the director the other day, and they had to test me outside the building and before I could come in and see her. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists. Plus, it's a skilled nursing facility. If you know someone who needs those services, call 758-1404 or stop by 2812 Silver Creek Road. Arizona Comfort Solutions. Yes. Is it comfortable in your home or your office? Well, if not, write down the number, 758-2400. Give them a call in Bullhead City, Kingman, and now California. Arizona Comfort Solution comes running. Takes care of your thermostats, your air conditioning, your swamp coolers, your furnace, and your heat pumps. Right now, you probably have the front door open, but later today, you might want one of those on. Call them, 758-2400. Barron Services, experts in pools, designs, installation, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm systems, home or commercial. Also, installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential or commercial. And Barron uses products that are safe for your children and your pets. Always important. Call for your scheduled treatment, 758-5499. ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they're filling, and they're good for you. How does that happen? You got to ask Eric. I don't know, but it's possible. Plus, they got new nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. Meal prep solutions is Eric's idea of a TV dinner in 2021. Starts at $8, and you tell them what you want in it, and then they make it up for you. And boom, you're off to lunch, and can't beat that. You don't have to go through a drive-thru. Check out their full menu at ProFitKitchen.com. That's ProFitKitchen, KITCHIN.com. Open at 7 a.m. every day, except on Saturday and Sunday. They open at 9. All right. Every once in a while, you got to call the experts in. And so today we have, this is Domestic Violence Month, and we have Kim Miles and Deanne. Deanne's with the city of Bullhead City.
Yes.
And Deanne, and Kim is, well, formerly with Westcare.
Mm-hmm.
And you, that was your thing.
That was my thing.
Yes.
Funny enough, I'm still known for domestic violence.
And no one's ever hit you. That's amazing.
No,
yeah.
I don't think anybody dares. But
I don't think so either.
I think I haven't completely stepped out of it, so I think that's part of the reason why my name is still recognized with domestic violence advocacy.
Yeah, and it's recognized in a good way. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I thought about it, I texted you, you know, because you know about it. And and now you do a visitation for, like, dads that need to be monitored when they see their kids.
Okay, so it's funny you say that.
Okay.
Because you can't say that because primarily we have moms that are supervised.
Oh.
The tables have quite turned. And it's not just for domestic violence. It's sexual assault. It's drug and alcohol abuse. It's whatever the court deems fit to need a parent to be supervised for a period of time until they can sort it all out.
Oh, okay.
So all it's right. Not just dad. It used to be. That was always the stigma.
Yeah.
It's always dads that were the jerks and, you know, had to be supervised.
We used to see them come to Station 1. Remember, they used to use the back room
mm-hmm.
on the weekends.
Yeah, before we opened up. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So now we We do the court-ordered supervised visits. You know, it's pretty much a labor of love because, you know, it's definitely a no money in it. And,
right.
you know, you're trying to make things affordable for the parent to be able to see their child. And so then we also bring Deanne in on that, too.
Right.
So Deanne never gets away from me ever.
And, Deanne, explain what you do with the city.
I work in their victim services unit, and we try to help the victim become whole as possible after an incident has happened. We help domestic violence victims with orders of protection, safety planning, resources, depending on what they need. Sometimes they need shelter. Sometimes they need legal assistance. So whatever they need to try to make them as whole as possible.
So, and you're probably presenting some of their options because they don't have a clue, right?
Correct. We don't give out legal advice. We don't tell them what to do. We just say, here's a list of options and let them choose which would be best for them because everybody's different.
Yeah. And do some of them want to leave the area? Like, I'm leaving him behind. I'm out of here.
Sometimes, but for the most part, no.
Yeah.
They want to stay in their homes, so sometimes they'll need an order for an executive residency or like that.
And then, but I know that the one thing the judge always tells them is, this is a piece of paper that
yes.
I'm issuing this on. You know, it doesn't stop guns and knives and threats, and so they still got to be diligent and be aware of those things.
Correct. It is just a piece of paper. However, with one of those in place, it automatically lets the police know, it lets the courts know that there is a potential for danger. So if you call up and say, I've got an issue here, and he's here, and I've got an order of protection, they send that officer right away.
Right.
They don't wait 5 minutes while they go and take your report. They go right then.
And usually it's an officer that serves the other party.
It all depends on who's on shift at the time.
Yeah.
They can serve it in the morning, and now at night he's come back.
Right, but usually it's a police officer that serves him with that paperwork, right?
Yes. Oh,
yeah.
It either has to be done by a police officer, a constable, sheriff, or a private process server.
And so they can't say, well, I didn't know I couldn't see her, you know. She's cool. Still my wife. I have rights, you know.
We get that.
Yeah, I was going to say, they probably do, huh?
Yes,
yeah.
We do.
Everyone always thinks they have rights that they don't have rights.
Correct.
Yeah. And it sounds like when, you know, police officer pulls somebody over, may I see your license? No, I have the right not to give it to you. No, you don't.
Nope.
Yeah, but people think that.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. And then we have a shelter in Bullhead City.
Yes, we do.
That's run by West Care.
Yes.
And some women just seek to go in there because they might not have a place to stay.
Correct.
Or can't stay where he's at or whatever.
Or they can't afford their home that they were in prior to.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the different tactics that abusers use. Sometimes they won't let the victim work.
Right.
So now they've got no money. They can't just go out and rent an apartment. They don't even have a job to keep it up, so they need some place to go to get a job, start saving money, and be able to get out on their own.
So are you that resource that gets them to either DES or Arizona Works or some of those places that can help them facilitate and get a job?
We give them the resources. We've got a resource list in there, and we give them all the resources, and we talk to them about what their options are and just let them know, hey, you can go here, there. And
right. And then, Kim, now you're an EMT with Bullhead Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And for how many years now?
Almost 15.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Started off in Pub Ed.
Yes, I did.
You were a clown.
I was. I was. What was my name? Was I Ditsy?
Ditsy.
Ditsy. Yeah, it was Ditsy the clown.
Can't imagine why you were called that.
Can't imagine either.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good old days.
Yes. Those old pictures pop up in my phone every once in a while.
It's funny. Every time I see them, I laugh. I'm like, oh, the energy I had 15 years ago.
No. I saw a picture the other day of Mike Thompson and Nate Bear were dressed up. And I was like, wow, that was a long time ago.
That's a long time ago, too.
Popped up in my phone, though, you know.
Yep.
They're both retired.
Yeah. No, not Nate. Nate's still there.
Oh, Nate's still there.
He's a captain now.
Yeah, he's
a captain.
Yes, I know.
He just came back from some great fishing, deep sea fishing trip.
Oh, yeah?
So, yeah, he's all refreshed and ready to.
Yeah, I'll bet he is. Come back to work?
Come back
to
work.
not if you've been fishing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, with, you know, the one thing that Deanne and I talk about a lot is most people, everyone associates domestic violence with the physical abuse and
right.
sometimes the financial abuse and, of course, the sexual assault abuse. But not many people truly understand the psychological or emotional abuse that happens behind closed doors.
The games.
The games that people play. And that is the most hurtful and the most long-term significant damage to the psyche, and that's the hardest to detect.
Yeah, by the public and families
exactly.
and friends. Yeah.
Exactly.
You can see bruises. You can't see
exactly.
you know, words and stuff like that.
And you can tell when people say, oh, well, I can't afford to go out to lunch when they work full time and they make
right.
more money than him. And it's, well, I don't have the checkbook or I don't have acting. You're like, okay, well, that's an easy one to figure out too.
Yeah.
But the emotional and psychological, it's the you're ugly, you're fat, you know.
Right.
Just all these things that can happen. Make them feel less than. And
it's sad today that some guys out there, and I say guys, they still think that she married the Supreme Commander,
mm-hmm.
not her partner.
Yeah.
You know
the problem with domestic violence, and when I oversaw all the domestic violence services at Safe House, I would say to the victims, when we would have our morning meetings and our morning dance, and I would say to them, listen, let me ask you something. If you went out on a date with some guy that you thought was so wonderful, and he called you a blankety blank, you know, the big B word, and he smacked you across the face, would you ever go on a date with him again? They're like,
yeah.
Well, no, of course not.
Yeah.
Okay, well, typically domestic violence happens over a longer period of time.
Right.
Their true colors don't show until very further into the relationship, and then they've already have vested interest into the relationship. It's a, oh, it won't happen again. He learned his lesson. And every time they would leave, when Deanne was the lay legal advocate, every time they would leave, Deanne would come to Safe House and go over everything. And, you know, oh, he's learned his lessons. I'm going to go back. Well, what's changed? Did
yeah.
he go to counseling? Did
yeah.
he – what has changed? Well, nothing. Well, then why would you think that the situation's going to change? Because they want to believe. They hold on to the good times because they're not all bad. And that's a hard thing, too. They're not all bad times.
Right.
And when they are sweet and kind, that's what hangs them on to, well – if he just learned, this was the one time he learned, and things will get better.
Right, exactly. And there, he's on the phone telling her, I've learned and I'm
better. I love you. I miss you.
Yes.
I'll never do it again. I promise. And, you know, everything they want to hear. Now, in saying that, when those situations don't work and the woman is bound and determined to make sure that it doesn't happen again and they don't go back, 2 weeks after they leave is the most dangerous. Deanne can tell you more about that, too.
2 weeks after they split up?
Yes.
Why
yes.
is that the most dangerous period?
That's when they lose control. They start going after them. They're doing everything in their power to try to get them back.
It's pretty much when they realize every attempt that they've had has not worked. So if they're being super, super sweet and it doesn't work,
so
then they go to the, well, now I'm going to be a jerk, and if that doesn't work now, what else can I do? And by about the end of the 2 weeks when nothing's worked, they realize they don't have that control anymore. And
yeah.
Because
one of the things in the Safe House is they teach these women that they're in control of their life and how to avoid the guy using those tactics. So,
you would hope. But
yeah.
Deanne and I were talking about it this morning. We don't know of the statistic today because I'm
right.
sure with COVID and everything it is very much ramped up, but it typically would take, when we were in the business full time, it technically would take 7 to 9 times before they left for good or they were dead.
Yeah.
And during that process, now remember, during this entire process, this is not a 1 month process, this is years, months.
Right. Oh yeah.
Now, during this process, family and friends are kind of starting to get wind of it, or they're like, you need to leave him, he's a jerk, you know. She leaves once, and everybody will help her the first time. And I say her because it's 1 in 4 for the women, and what is it, Deanne,
like
for men?
1 in 10.
One
yeah.
in 10 for the men. So we say women primarily because they're the higher percentage rate, but
right.
it happens to men all the time, too, so I don't want to exclude them. But
Men don't get to go to the Safe House.
Actually, they technically
oh, they can?
Can.
Oh, I thought
yes.
they were
if,
just women there.
No, if there's proof of domestic violence, they can go too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
it takes a lot to get a man in there because most women
yeah.
are afraid of the men. But there has been a couple times where a man had nowhere to go and
right.
they were truly a victim and they were truly scared and they needed someplace safe to go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So they do.
So during this time frame, everyone's always more than willing to help the victim the first time out. And police, and you know, I even have to throw the police in here too, because the police go to the same house time after time after time, and they get tired of it. They're like, you know, how many times are we going to come here before, you know, you're going to figure this out? So everyone's willing to help the first time, even 50% the second time. By the third time, everyone's like, no, we're done.
Right.
You keep going back, we're done. Well, that's exactly what the abuser wants. The abuser wants, in the end, the victim to not have any resources, any family, any friends. So typically over the time, especially with the emotional and psychological, you know, you need to be with me, or what do you mean you're going out with your friends, or, you know, calling all the time. And I mean, there's so many different tactics, but he wants the victim to not have any friends. He wants the victim. He wants the victim's family to turn on her and say, don't bother us anymore. Don't call us anymore. You've chosen this life. This is exactly what he wants. So when the family does that, they've totally played right into his hand and they don't even realize it.
Right.
And that's probably the hardest part about domestic violence, is educating the families that no matter what, no matter how disappointed you are in your child or your whoever this person may be, your friend, do not ever lose contact.
Right. They were a victim.
They are the victim. And,
right.
and even though outside world thinks, well, you just keep letting yourself be a victim, it is truly, truly not that easy. If it were that easy, we wouldn't have a problem.
Right. Well, and sometimes the woman doesn't know the resources,
correct,
how to get away from that.
Mm-hmm.
So they keep going back because they don't know there's alternatives.
Mm-hmm. And a lot of times.
And they've also lived in that for so long that this is the new norm.
Right. They don't
this
know any other way.
This is what they need to do.
Right.
They need him for the financial support. They need him just to need him because they don't know how to deal with it. They get in this chaotic
yeah.
lifestyle that when they finally get peace and quiet,
they can't handle it.
Right. They need that drama.
Deanna and I,
they
when we were
something to go through.
When Deanna and I were at Safe House one morning, there was literally a brawl over the coffee. Like we were standing there,
wow.
We were in the office, and all of a sudden we could hear the screaming and yelling, and we walked out and we looked in the kitchen. There were these two women almost going to blows, and we're like, whoa, what is going on? Well, she wanted to make this kind of coffee, and I want this kind of coffee, and we both looked at each other, we started laughing, we're like, all right, things are good. If that's your priority. If this is the drama that we have in this house is over coffee.
Yep.
But then the other thing you also have to remember is women are so, and I'm going to again say women, not excluding
right.
men. These victims are so used to being in chaos, as Deanne said, that when everything is calm, they don't know how to be. Yeah. So they create the drama or the chaos, as you would say, because
yeah.
that's how they function.
They're not used to it.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Wow.
Yeah. No, there's so much to domestic violence, it's ridiculous.
And that's
really
a lot of the counseling that they get in a safe house, or like with yourself, you know, when you sit down with them and
right.
and meet with them and say, here's your options that you can, you know, they didn't have options before.
No.
They didn't know how to handle peace and quiet in their mm-hmm. home. They didn't know how to handle those things. So I can see where that information to them is brand new.
Mm-hmm.
And then everybody says, why doesn't she just leave? Why
yeah.
doesn't he just stop abusing?
Right.
Why put all the blame on the victim?
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
not the victim's fault she's being abused.
Yeah. Why? Why does she need to leave?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why doesn't he just stop?
Yeah.
Because if he was what he should have been and is, they're happily married
yeah.
or they're cohabitant and they're living the best life.
Yeah.
They wouldn't even need our services or anything else.
Well, and that's too. You know, you talk about the best life. If women are held back by a man.
Mm-hmm.
There's something wrong there. It, like you talked about, not being able to see their friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, and you're all over Facebook with your friends, so we know you're not in that situation. You know, but even like with the guy, too, being the victim. You know, the woman's controlling the checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
The woman's telling him he can't go to the bar with his buddies. He can't go play poker.
It doesn't
even
need to be a bar. It could be the lunch. Or if
yeah.
he does get to go, she's calling 25 times.
Yeah.
Where are you? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Who are you with?
Yeah, you can't go fishing. You can't go hunting. You can't go here or there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? And you can't do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a way of controlling.
It's 100% it is.
All right, let's take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more with these ladies. If you have questions, 702-298-1063. Give us a call. Paul LaVoy's up after the top of the hour. He's also going to talk firefighter charities in Lake Havasu City. Stick around.
I can't remember.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
The last time you needed an electrician, did you ask a friend for help or did you call Mr. Bubba's Power? Walker Service Electric are the professionals servicing Mojave County for over 27 years. Professional workmanship and the work is performed at a fair price. Walker has stayed in business with satisfied customers holding those standards high. Walker Service Electric performs residential work, commercial, and industrial. If you need an electrician, call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Baron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Baron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Baron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Baron, 758-5499. Baron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You have your co-op connection card? You better get one. You save money at Little Caesars, Mojave Mental Health, Mojave Home Health, Photo Creations by Nikki, Mattress Land, Silly Cactus T-shirts, Stout Wellness, The Hut, just some of the places around town where you can save money with a free co-op connection card. You get 5% off here, 10% off there. You just put it in your keychain, you show it to everybody, and save money. Get yours now at their offices on Hancock Road or call 763-1100. Hey, the Laughlin Outlet Mall. We now have four great restaurants downstairs. Upstairs, we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, boots, hats, chocolate, vitamins. Chocolate and vitamins, that's all you need. Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. And on the front of the building, we have a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, and a nail salon, and a bar, and a whole lot more. And no, the building's not for sale, and no, they're not tearing it down. So when you hear those rumors, let them know. No, they're not true. Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker has electricians all over Mojave County every single day. They take care of the residential issues, the commercial issues, new construction, and highline power throughout Mojave County. If you need an electrician, just a small job, or you want to, you know, remodel, or maybe you want an outlet on the outside of your house, how do you get one out there? Or, you know, call them. 718-9444. And they're available 24/7. If you have one of those emergencies late at night, call them. East West Financial Services, retirement planning, estate planning can sometimes be difficult. Well, East West Financial, they specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available. Locally owned for over 20 years, call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. All right, ladies, we're back here. We got about 5 minutes left here. Domestic violence, the reason for the month is because it is so prevalent all over the U.S. not just here. You
all
know,
over the world.
Yeah. I mean, everywhere. Even foreign countries, too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Men and women. We have to keep saying that because someone texted me and goes, don't forget us guys are victims. Yeah. And guys are victims.
They are.
And usually that woman is kind of a superwoman or one who plays games.
Yes.
Yeah. Wears a dress and heels, but plays games.
We laugh. I always kind of say they're the batshit crazy women.
You can't say that on the radio.
Oh, okay. Then I didn't say that.
Yeah.
But they're the extra special women.
Yes, they're extra special. You call them that. Okay. Extra special women.
No, because when you think about it, when you think about a man and his strength, and you think about a woman, you would think, okay, like Deanne. Go ahead. You tell your story about.
Usually I tell them, you know, and they say, well, I just got beat up. The man said, I just got beat up. I said, no, it's because you didn't. Because if a man were to hit a woman, typically the woman's going into a wall if they hit him as hard as they could.
Exactly.
If we hit a man in the face as hard as we can, most of the time the man's just going to turn his cheek and go, that's all you got?
Yep.
They hit us. We're flying.
Yeah. And then he's going to jail.
Yeah.
When he was defending himself. Yeah.
Because he used extra force.
Yes.
Right. Well, sometimes you have to do that
to stop it. But that is why it's when we say that there are some men that are some
victims
of domestic violence, they like seriously need to be afraid for their life because they are with a woman that
baseball bats,
control freak,
fry pans,
knives when they sleep. I mean, it's
real bad.
Yeah.
Okay.
It can be bad on both ends. You know, I don't want to discredit either end or either gender. But what I do...
And it's even worse in same-sex couples.
Oh, wow. I didn't think about that.
Yes, it's actually worse for the victim.
Oh, okay. Men or women.
Men or women. Yeah. But, yeah, particularly the women, because women are vicious anyways. And when now you're attacking another woman, you've got the same equal strength, the same equal...
Wow.
Yeah, so it's actually worse for them.
Well, I didn't think about that.
Yeah, and then we also have an issue, too, when we have female victims of domestic violence, particularly, when they have their children, they're not going to leave because he usually has all the power, all the control, all the money, and she's going to lose her kids.
Yeah.
And or she thinks she's going to lose her kids. Mm-hmm. I know people who have worked, he hasn't, and they're afraid they're going to lose their kids, so they stay.
Yeah.
And then the other issue is pets. A lot of these victims will not leave without being able to take their dog or cat or whatever the pet they have. And there are very few shelters that will allow any animals to go. And that's another reason why they'll stay.
I can see where women fall in love with the pet. And the pet is their crutch.
Yes.
Well, and not only that, the abuser will tell you that I'll kill your dog. And we've seen it happen.
And sometimes they've even done it. They've actually killed previous pets.
Oh, wow.
So they know.
To keep them in
line. Serious.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. If they need to get a hold of Kim Miles, you can call 758-3971. Bullhead City Fire Department.
Gee, thanks.
Just ask for Kim.
Just throw the fire department out there is my number. There's another number they can also call.
Okay.
It's the Domestic Violence Hotline.
All right.
And that number is going to be 1-800-799-SAFE, 7233.
Okay.
For the Domestic Violence Hotline. Or they can also call Deanne at the city at... 928-763-9400,
extension 8438.
8438, okay. Ladies, thank you so much. Touchy subject, and I appreciate both of you coming in and talking about it. And get a hold of them or get a hold of the domestic hotline if you need to. And that wraps it up.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's going to can it for the tuna. I'm out of here. Back tomorrow, we have the captain, Jamie Clark with the Arizona DPS, and Kim Cole's going to stop by for a while and talk about her cookbook coming up.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.